Hey folks, welcome to the Kira Banks Show. And this week we have week 12 of a year of self-love journal. And so this week's affirmation was, I have a great sense of humor. I deserve a life filled with lighthearted fun and laughter. And this one was a little bit different than the weeks on intuition that we've had. And I really like how it invited me to reflect on the need to make sure fun and laughter are a part of my life. I think I have a sense of humor. I think I'm pretty funny. And I have my own little sense of humor. But this piece around thinking about being lighthearted and cultivating fun and laughter in my life is something that, you know, for me, I realized I can tend to hang out on the serious side of things. And I desire the fun and lightheartedness, but I don't always cultivate it. And so I've been thinking about how I can get into it more frequently and not have it be something that is a less common occurrence, right? I love like good comedians and a good, you know, comedy set. I love, if you haven't followed Tony Baker, he's a comedian on Instagram and he's funny as a comedian, but to me, his animal voiceovers are the most hysterical thing. And I actually, he will always have a soft place in my heart because during COVID, I discovered him during COVID. And I remember like those early days when we didn't know what from what. And, you know, just like the days were long. And I remember feeling a reprieve watching his voiceovers. And it actually reminded me that I loved AFV, which was America's Funniest Home Videos, but now people might know of it as AFV, was my antidote to any long day in grad school. Like it would make me so happy to use my brain in all sorts of hard ways and then come home and totally like laugh with some like blooper reel or like people falling, but they're fine, right? Or animals or the baby clips, right? And so this week was a good reminder to myself that I have to figure out how to touch that experience weekly. You might have heard me talk in different episodes about this idea about touching joy and this idea that I think we need to touch joy daily, you know, to practice that. And in this way, this felt like a similar exercise to figure out how do I touch that laughter, lightheartedness, that fun daily. And so hopefully you get a chance to kind of fill that out in terms of, you know, what you did each day to cultivate that. And it gives you all sorts of ideas. Like you can, like I mentioned, there might be people you could watch on social media or things, you know, there might be shows that you like to watch, but it also might be doing something like going to take a class, going to take an improv comedy class. Most cities, most spaces have some sort of like improv troupe place where you can take classes and learn some of those skills. And it's super uncomfortable and so much fun. So like, could you take a class, stretch yourself, go do something that you might not normally do? And then this other piece that this week encouraged us to reflect about is, can we find humor in the hard? Humor in hard things. So even when we are striving and grinding, can we still find humor? And I thought about this a couple different ways. One way is like, can I not be so serious? So like, are there times where I am feeling frustrated, angry, disappointed, hurt? And can I honor those feelings, but also be able to kind of feel that lightheartedness, right? Like, can I in that moment kind of pull out of that to let myself not be so stuck in that, right? So that's one way to think about it. Like when things are hard, can I also find the lightheartedness in them? But I also thought about like when I'm doing hard things that are like sustained hard things, how do I make sure that I still have joy, laughter, lightheartedness in my life so that I can be striving, I can be serious, I can be intense, but I don't have to be 24/7. You know, so for me, that reflection around having the ability to feel that lightheartedness, to have that laughter at different moments, and to be able to tap into that was a good exercise for this week. And, you know, I'll say there was also, you know, the invitation to just laugh. Have you ever done like laughing? I've heard like laughter yoga or different ways where you just practice laughing, and not really like practice like you're perfecting it, but just laugh. And sometimes that can induce those endorphins and those feelings. So I hope this week gave you a few different ways to think about engaging in and cultivating the fun, the laughing, the humor, and getting in touch with that side of yourself, that sense of humor. So let me know how it's going for you in the comments, and I'll see you next time on The Kira Banks Show.
Have tea to spill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.